That was your fight song by Rachel Platten, and I chose this song specifically tonight because I had the privilege and the honor to be invited to Crochet Mart's prom wish, an overnight, and this was the song that played, and it really touched my heart to see such brave warriors, all with smiles on their face, all dancing with hands in the air, like they just don't care. So I met this lady. She's 18 years old, if I'm correct. I met her at the prom, and she touched my heart. Her words touched my heart. Zakia Beck, good evening, and how are you?
Good evening, and good evening. I'm more good than yourself.
No complaints, just very cold. Okay, that's a complaint, but it's okay. It's cool.
The
East Coast, I think. So, I heard you're the founder of cell phones. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Anyway, let's get into it. This will be a follow-up where many of these voices will be heard. And today I have the honor of speaking to one of the warriors. And I'm really honored, Zakia, that you're coming on air with me. I really, really appreciate it. And
thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on here. Thank you.
No, it's my honor, girl. I just want to say, Auntie Magdalene van Schalkwyk is saying hi to you guys. So let's get into it. You know, Zakia, through everything you've been facing, where do you find your strength on the days that you feel that feels the hardest?
Okay, so people often tell me I'm strong. But the truth is, there are days when I don't feel strong at all. There are days when I'm scared, tired, and overwhelmed. But I've learned that courage isn't about feeling afraid. It's about choosing to keep going. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 and a plastic large cell lymphoma. I never imagined my life would take this far. But they taught me that we are capable of so much. My faith, my family, and my friends, and everyone who stood beside me reminded me that I'm never alone. Every morning I wake up is another opportunity to keep on fighting, to keep on living, and to keep believing that brighter days are still ahead.
Wow. Yeah, it was your word Saturday that really hit home to me. I didn't even meet you yet, and again, I say you have power in your words. So, losing your mom while fighting your own battle is unimaginable. What are some of the most special memories or lessons from her that keep you going?
Losing my mom while I was fighting cancer has been one of the greatest heartbreaks. There are moments where I wish I could just hear her voice or hug her once more, but my mom taught me lessons that will stay with me forever. She taught me to be kind, to have compassion, and to treat people with love, and to let never life challenges. I'm trying to cry, guys. I'm sorry, I'm trying to cry.
No problem. No problem. Take your time. Remember, she's always with you.
Even though she's no longer here physically, I carry her with me every single day. I want to love in a way that would make her proud. Whenever I feel like giving up, I remember her strength, and it reminds me to keep moving forward. And it was just like a few. My mom always tell me this one thing. She used to tell me this whenever I was sick, whenever she was at hospital with me, she would tell me, "I'm not going to tell you that everything is going to be okay." But she would always tell me that no matter what happens, I will always be by your side. And that sticks with me forever.
She surely is. And wherever she is, she is sending angels to your side. And she's sending people in your life. I hope you know that.
Definitely.
You know, I wish I can come there and hug you now, you know. I'm definitely coming your way. I'm definitely going to take you out for a day. So when life brings more bad news, like it has this week, how do you process it and how do you keep moving forward? What is your driving force?
So I've learned in life that life doesn't always give us the answers we want. When bad news comes, I allow myself to cry and feel every emotion because healing starts with honesty. But I also remind myself that my story isn't over. Every setback has taught me. Every obstacle has shown me that even in the darkest moments, there's still a reason to hope. I won't let one difficult chapter define my whole story. I believe that every new day is another chance to keep on writing your own story.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Are you sure you're 18?
Yes, I am sure. When I do get bad news, I'm not going to lie. I first cry about it, and then after that, I go eat ice cream. That's one thing I can say, is go to the beach and eat ice cream.
And did you go eat that ice cream?
I didn't eat that ice cream. Well, shall we find when to go eat that ice cream?
Yeah, I've got a message here for you from a lady in Wellington, Anchor okay. Rosenberg. She says, hi, mm-hmm. Auntie G. Wow, such a heartfelt story. But she's such a brave girl. Keep fighting and keep going because you are a warrior.
Thank you so much to everyone. Like,
you're touching people.
I mean,
there's someone that...
3 years needs- of-
Yes, go for it.
I say, well, 3 years of fighting cancer and like seeing everyone's love and support, that is what I hang on to. That is what helps me get through the situation that I'm in now. Like I know there's so many negative things, but my mindset is always like positive. Like, I don't let no negativity comes. Like, no, we rebuke that, guys.
Amen.
It's always about the mindset. You guys will be positive. Whether the results is showing bad news, you just think it's good. It's good.
And cancer can be beaten.
I can definitely. If I was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 16 and I'm 18 now, that shows me alone that it can be beaten.
Now, there's that girl I met on Saturday, man. But one has to cry and get it out if you need to get it out.
You need to cry and then laugh about it later. This is what I do. I cry. Yeah. And then I'm like, but no. And let's laugh.
And there's someone out there that needs to hear your story. And the messages are coming in, I'm telling you. I'll read it as it's coming in. But let's go on quickly. Do you know Tony Robbins? Okay, do you know Lisa Nichols?
No.
I'm just gonna throw some names at you, but I'll send it to you on your own phone tomorrow maybe. And you remind me of people like that. They are powerhouses in the world. Your voice needs to be heard, girl. And if I can help you do that, if I know Kashif is there, I know everyone that's there. I just wanna say you are inspiring me. You make me dream of an event that I want to organize. Dream. I'm telling you, I was sleeping. And I was trying to, in my dream, figure out what can I do. You know? So, we need to make this world a better place. We need to make it. And that's why we're going to showcase you guys on the show for as long as I can. Until they say, green, you're fired. But that won't happen. Any case, I had to throw that one in just in case. So, I just want to say to everyone listening tonight, this show will be on a podcast on KC107.7's app, downloaded on the Android store or, you know, the iPhone, the Apple, the water phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nokia, the Mobisol.
Hey!
TV, yeah.
Hey. There you go. The founder of the cell phone is there. I just love this child. You know what? What message would you want to share with other young people who might be going through their own struggles right now?
So this is for everyone that's going through something, especially by age or younger or older. If I could tell every young person one thing, it would be this. Don't let your diagnosis, your circumstance, or your pain write your story. You write it. Your illness doesn't define who you are. Your struggles don't define your future. They are only one chapter, not the whole book. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to cry. Keep dreaming, keep believing, and never stop fighting for the life you deserve. So sometimes the strongest people are the ones who choose hope, even when life gives them every reason to give up. So do not give up. Like Risha said, don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now.
What message would you want to share with other young people and who might be going through their own struggles right now?
So if I could tell every young person one thing, it would be this. Don't let your diagnosis, your circumstance, or your pain write your story. You write it. Your illness doesn't define who you are. Your struggles don't define your future. They are only one chapter, not the whole book. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to cry, but never lose sight of the person you are behind your struggles. Keep dreaming, keep believing, and never stop fighting for the life you deserve. Sometimes the strongest people are the ones who choose hope, even when life gives them every reason to give up. So everyone out there, keep on fighting and keep on hoping. Like Risha said, if you can, do it today. Don't wait for tomorrow.
I agree with that one. Totally. Totally. And I just want to read to you something from Candace Grain. She said, you are so brave and you're an inspiration. Thanks, Lady G, for sharing this inspiring story. And she will be tuning in for the details of the event. Look, I was dreaming
Thank
about it.
So
I was
much.
Dreaming about an event. but look.
No, but sometimes your dreams can come true in real life.
You're
you
right.
Have to just make it come true. You know what I mean? That was like idea. You know, you were thinking about it while I was sleeping.
I actually wrote it down. I promise you. I woke up and I told my husband, look, I just dreamt. And that's when you told me all your news in this week, and I couldn't go sleep, and I went to go sleep, and I dreamt of this event. But I'm not going to say what's the event. I must go first, speak to the right people, and say, hello, car chief, hello, that one, can we make it work? Anyway, in closing, I just want to say to everyone, this young lady is going to be on my show again. We need young people like this. We need that. So, despite everything, what still gives you hope or something to look forward to, even in the small moments?
What gives me hope is knowing that every day is a gift. I find joy in little things, a laugh for someone I love, a beautiful sunset, hearing good news from another cancer warrior, or simply waking up to another morning. I've learned not to take these moments for granted. I still have dreams, I still have goals, and I believe God has a purpose for my life. If my journey can inspire even one person to keep going, then every challenge I face has a meaning. Hope doesn't mean life is easy. It means believing that light can still shine even after the darkest night.
Zakia for president. No, I'm voting for you for this year. I'm telling you that. And we need you. And you, whenever I speak to you, I just spoke to you now four times.
Yeah.
You're such a light.
Thank you so much.
I told my husband, this child has just crept into my heart. You know, yeah. And I just want to say tonight, please, let's just close off with something. What do you guys need from the public? What do you physically need for them to get involved into kids' cancer? What do you need?
So, what we're trying to do is, especially, I should all first say thank you for our angel that has started. Because if it wasn't for Krishna, I would have probably still kept quiet. I want to talk, but not like this. So, we are just looking for people that's voices that needs to be heard. And for everyone to keep praying for kids, and also a very, please be kind to each other. You never know what the next person is going through. Please, guys, if you and your mommy argue this morning over cups, forgive each other. Say, mommy, I'm sorry. It was my fault, even though it wasn't your fault, because mommies don't like to listen. It's their fault. You know, I've learned also that they always say, if only you realize once someone is gone, how much their presence meant to you. So please be more kind to each other. And yeah, just praying. And like, I feel like I'm going to cry, guys. I'm very emotional.
Are you going to make me cry, no?
I'm not going to cry, but I'm so emotional.
No.
Like, for every kid out there that feels that their voice can't be heard, it can be. Reach out to Kids Cancer Foundation. Reach out, guys. We are there to help you. I mean, I'm a cancer warrior, and I'm also there to help you. And so from the public, we just need to hold each other's hands and be there for your neighbor, be there for everyone, for matter of fact. You know what I mean?
There we go. And I just want to say thank you so much for your voice. So thank you so much for your heart. Never lose your purpose. God has a plan and a purpose for you, and you're going nowhere until you fulfill that. I promise you that. Like Krishna said, those that are healthy might go even before whoever that is sick.
Yes.
So never lose sight of your purpose.
Never.
And I thank you.
Your life, as long as God, Allah is waking you up every morning, you have a purpose in life. Whether you've been sick, whether you are going through the most, you have a purpose.
And on that note, I want to say thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Have a blessed evening.
Alaikum salam.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.